You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.
It's 10:30 and time for the Garden Zone with our sponsor, Jeremy Finn from Harry Humans Garden Center. Good morning, Jeremy. And
good morning.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. I'm back.
You're back. And our topic this morning is about what to do.
Yeah, we're going to go through some things about what's happening in August already. Yes, can you believe it?
I can't. I definitely can't. And I can't wait for summer.
Yeah, you know. No, definitely. I can't wait for that either.
Yeah.
Because in our industry, the winter, it's a bit quiet.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, it is seasonal, so yes. It is expected. But yeah, it's just one of those things that when it's tough, you still got to, you know, pay everyone at the end of the month.
You got to keep going. You have to keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, yeah, we are looking forward to the season coming up, and spring is just around the corner. But, you know, Cape Town is always, there's that false spring. You know, it's like September 1st, spring, and then all of a sudden we've got a week of rain or something. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens.
That is so true.
In the coming weeks.
Are you going to be one of them that for the first time spring, you're going to run into that seawater and fish on Fisher Beach?
I have never been one of those people. So I don't think I'm starting this year.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit of cold water is not my thing, right. Unfortunately.
I was thinking maybe I should do it. You know, sometimes you just got to, you know.
Yeah, have you done it before?
Jump out of the box, no, but I think it's always the first time.
Okay, yeah, that's a good plan. I'll leave you to it, unfortunately. I won't be joining you.
You're so kind.
But yeah, it's still considered winter.
Yes, true.
So we have been having the cold days still. Not a lot happening in the gardens, unfortunately. But it is still a good time to, you know, to plant some things.
Yes.
Because they can just sit there and they can get used to the new environment. Not as much shock as if it was in windy summer.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because all the rain that we have, and we've had rain, so the grounds are waterlogged.
All right. Yeah, that is also something that you've got to definitely be careful of. You don't want to plant into a soggy area because then you might get that root rot.
Yes.
But if you've got a well-drained garden, I think still planting now, especially for like trees and shrubs, is still fine. You don't want to go in the height of summer to be doing that sort of stuff. So yeah, I think it's still time for that. But yeah, as I said, not a lot going on. But usually, it starts warming up soon. So
October.
You never know. We might just get so. What you could start thinking about this month is doing like the prep in the garden in terms of fertilizing, and that would be your general fertilizing, like your 2-3-2. So the grass you might not have fertilized for the last 3 or 4 months. Just because it's not really a lot of point doing that. So now that we're getting to August, I usually recommend a 2-3-2 just all over the lawn, or one of those general, what do they call them now? All-purpose, which is that chicken manure pelletized fertilizer. It's also similar to a balanced 2-3-2. So one of those would definitely help so that when it does warm up, then the grass will
be ready.
Will be ready and have the nutrients right there available.
So when you put the fertilizer on now, it loves water.
Yeah.
So it actually saves you from using water because of the amount of rain we're having.
Yes.
It's just an ace for you.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything there. And so you're not using a high nitrogen that might burn, even though if you did when it's raining, then it'll be dissolved. That initial kick of nitrogen will be dissolved, so you won't get the burning. But as I said, you don't really want to push the lawn with the green growth right now. You just want the sort of stabilizing general feed, get the roots. If the roots want to spread out a little bit more, that's where the general fertilizer is going to come in.
And this kind of weather, can one focus more on their pot plants?
Definitely.
Yeah, because that's, you know, because that's what, on your balcony, some of them are in your house.
Yes. So
I'm sure you can focus on that kind of.
Yeah, yeah. We've been selling a lot of the pansies and violas, and they obviously are very bright and colorful and work well in the troughs and the hanging baskets and the little pots on the balcony, like you said.
How long does it last? Yeah, I love colorful. I think it's so lovely. You walk into your garden, colorful flowers and all. So, and it does, you're right.
Plants,
they do. They're very
give you
colorful.
A little bit of a pep as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so the pansies and the violas are actually, they can pretty much go all year round, but we don't sell them all year round. They're actually, because usually you want to plant them in a very sunny spot in the winter because they do like sun.
Yes.
And then by the time it swings around into spring and then starts getting hot in summer, it's actually too hot for them. So then if you have them in pots that are, you can actually move, they're not too heavy or something, then you could move those into a shade position in like sort of October, November, and then they're going to last for much longer because you can pinch them out and they'll bush out again and you might get them for a much longer period. But yeah, usually they would die out in the summertime just because it's too hot for them.
Right. We got, good morning, Jane. How are you? She said, Jeremy, do you have a wild, as it called, wild else or wormwood in stock?
Wilder else or wormwood?
Is it wilder else?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She split it up there.
Yeah, I know.
So is it wilder else plus wormwood?
It's one of the wormwoods, yeah. I actually don't know if we've got right now. It is something that we have stocked before. I would need to come back and just check in the, yeah, in stock.
All right,
but so yeah, it is something we can get and we do stock, but I just don't need to see. Right. We don't keep a lot of them.
Yeah. So are you not sure if you have in stock? So
yes.
You'll find out and you'll come back to Jan.
Yeah, yeah. I'll need to come back.
Right. Okay, Jan, so what's going to happen? Make your way to Harry Hooman's.
Yeah.
And then Darren will have an answer for you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Definitely. Yeah, but the pansies, you know, they can last quite a while, actually, in the right position. So, yeah. And then generally, you can probably still be cutting back some things, just getting it ready before the springtime. So, yeah, make sure that your secateurs and your hedge shears and all of those things are nice and
sharp.
And
mowing lawns, is it time to mow lawns now?
Well, it just depends on you don't want to let the lawn get too long because then you are asking for trouble. So you don't want to cut it too short because then you're not giving enough or leaving enough green. Because it still needs the sun to hit the green. So if you cut it too short in winter, then you're asking for trouble. And if you let it go too long in winter, you're also asking for trouble. So it's just like the mow on a medium setting, and you're just sort of keeping it level so that you don't have, either of those problems. And then you can definitely get ready with mulching and stuff like that because the summer is going to come. So if you want to get stuck in the garden and when it's nice and cool, still want to get some exercise and stuff, then you can definitely do some mulching to prep for the summertime. And then like veggie gardens and stuff, you could probably start getting ready with doing some seeds in maybe like a little, one of those, what are those things called? Those little dome things, like a propagator. So you can start getting your summer seed ready for your veggie patches.
Because that's the way everyone's going. They're growing veggies.
Mm-hmm.
I had an orange from an orange, one of our friends are growing oranges.
Okay.
And it was very, very, very bitter.
Okay.
What's that cause? What's the cause of that orange being so bitter?
It might have been too little water or something during the growing season. I'm not sure. Usually they need quite a lot of watering. So it could be a combination of various things, but my first guess would be that. Yes. And then it's also coming to season for the green plant that we've talked about as well previously.
Yes.
The outdoor growers are going to start getting ready for that as well.
So basically it's just prepping now, just getting everything ready.
Getting ready.
And waiting for the sun to come out.
Exactly right, yeah. Just, I mean, we've had so much rain.
Yes, we have.
So a lot of things are looking really good. And we, even at the garden center, we keep getting so many compliments about how everything is looking so good, even though we've had so much rain. Because sometimes what happens is it gets too cold and too wet, and then because of that combination,
yes.
Then we also have problems with plants staying too wet, and then they don't look so good in the bags and stuff. But luckily, we haven't had too many issues with that, and everything's still looking good. It's the only problem we have is that we haven't got enough customers because no one wants to come out when it's cold and wet.
Well, I was going to say as well, if it's it has been cold and it's been wet. So mm-hmm. who really wants to go out in the garden and pot around?
You know? Yeah, yeah. You do get a lot of diehards. I was going to say unfortunately, but fortunately for us, you do get the diehards that want to be in the garden and they want to get some exercise, because often I've said this before, but you know, people don't realize how much exercise you get by doing gardening. And especially as you're getting older, it's nice to do something around the house.
Yes.
So you're either doing a bit of housework and getting your, your sweat on with a vacuum cleaner, or you're getting in the garden.
It's good therapy.
Yeah, that's also true.
You know, it's good therapy. I love it. I haven't got green fingers, but I love a beautiful garden.
Yes.
So I like to sit in the garden and just enjoy it. My hubby, he loves working in the garden.
Oh, really?
So we are so different, but I enjoy watching him. And then when it's finished, I enjoy what he's left for me to watch.
Yeah, that's the best way.
You know, he did give me a job not so long ago, and I messed it up.
Oh, dear.
In fact, I dug out all the beautiful flowers and left the weeds. So now he says, no more for me.
No, you just sit on the couch.
I'll enjoy the garden.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's one way. Definitely. As long as it works.
Yes. if you were a fly on the wall, he wasn't that happy. Believe me, he wasn't that happy. But he loves to come. He loves to visit Harry Humans, and his daughter goes with him. And they, you know, he always comes home with all, you know, different plants and his daughter as well. They love, you know, they both got green fingers, so it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
We've been also doing quite a lot of the indoor plants.
I was asking about the indoor plants.
You know, the indoor plants are always popular. Well, you know, I've said this before, but they do go through stages. And I think we're at a point at the moment where it's very popular.
Yeah.
And which is, yeah,
How does one know when your pot plant, your pot holder is too small?
When it's too small.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, indoor plants. And how do you know that it's actually needs to be repotted?
You're probably going to find that the you're fertilizing or you whatever, and it's not responding. So it means that maybe the root, there's so much root in that thing that there's no actual soil. And then you're going to have to look at maybe transplanting. Sometimes it just looks like the plant is not doing well. And then
and then
it's like, okay, well, what should I do? Maybe I must give it some fertilizer, see if it perks up. That's what you would do first. And then if nothing happens, but, you know, also I've spoken about this before, the watering. You know, you don't overwater, especially the indoor plants, especially in winter. We've talked about this as well because it's so cold, and then you think that it needs water because you're in a routine. And all of a sudden, you're overwatering.
Yeah, and sometimes the plants don't look, you know, they probably look cold themselves. And they need water.
They need water, but it's actually the other way. They got too much.
Okay.
And it's staying too moist, and then, you know, you get the root rot.
Yes.
But I think, just make sure that you get a good quality indoor potting mix when you do want to replant. And you don't want to do too much of disturbing of the roots.
All right.
And
there's white spots sometimes in the indoor plants. You've got the white little, it looks like
cotton wool.
Yes. What does that mean?
The cotton wool usually is mealybug, which is actually like a little insect, parasitic insect.
So what do you do to get rid of that?
I usually recommend using one of the systemic insecticides because they protect for much longer.
Okay.
You would either make a bath and you would put each pot in the bath that has the insecticide in and let it soak there and then remove it, let it drain. And then, because what happens is the insecticide actually goes in through the roots into the plant. And then when those ants, because they often, the little mealybug eggs are transported by ants. So the ant will come around and it'll go on the plant. And then all of a sudden the mealybug hatches. Same with the scale, those little dome-shaped brown things. So those eggs hatch, and then they start sucking on your plant. And then as soon as they start sucking on the plant, they're going to get that insecticide. And then they pass away.
Yes, okay.
and so that's a sort of a better way of doing it compared to using the contact insecticide. Because with a contact insecticide, you have to take your plant. Usually, I would recommend taking it outside because you're going to be spraying. So yes. You don't want the stuff all in your face and stuff. Yeah. So take it outside and then you have to do like a full cover spray. And what happens there is that if it goes on to one of the insects that's already there, like a bit of the mealybug or the scale, then it's going to be targeted and it's going to kill it. But it's not going to take out, or it's not going to prevent new infections or an ant bringing a new egg a week later or 10 days later, because they do have an active period where it sits on the plant, but the active period where the insecticide is still active is quite short, like 10, 15 days max. So after that period, you know, the ant's going to come back and it's going to drop off more eggs, and because they have that sort of symbiotic relationship.
So you can still save your pot plant. You can still save
it. You can definitely save it. You can get rid of it either way.
Yeah.
But the thing is that if you had to use the systemic one, then it protects that plant for 6 months at a time.
Right. So that's the way you should go.
Yeah, you only have to remember to do it every 6 months.
Yes.
Whereas the other one, you're more reactive, because all of a sudden you turn around and you see your plant is full of the stuff again, and then you've got to take it outside and give it a good spray. And then your plant is also going through that period where it's actually not doing well, because by the time you notice all the scale on the plant, all the mealybug, then it's already detrimental to that plant, because it's already sucked out a lot of the juices and the nutrients. So the plant is already not feeling well because of that parasite. Or the parasitic insect. So, yeah, that's why I do recommend the systemic, and I didn't mention the name. It's actually, I've said it before, but it's Coenol. That's the one.
Is that the name?
That's the name. And it's definitely one that you only mix with water, and you either pour on the soil or you make a bath and you put your plants in.
Right.
Because you don't want to spray that one. It's not ideal to spray.
And that's one you should do kind of every 6 months.
Every six months is how long it lasts in the plant.
Right.
And you don't want to use it on edible plants, because then it's going to go into the edible things. If it's a quick growing thing, like you wouldn't use it on spinach, because then it'll sit in the spinach and you don't really want to be eating it. But it is recommended to use that on, let's say, a lemon tree when there are no lemons on the plant, because then you can use it.
Yes.
And because lemon trees often get scale and that white stuff on the back of the leaves. So that's when you can definitely use that Coenol when there's no lemons or flowers. And then then by the time it gets flowers and it starts producing lemons, by that stage it's the insecticide's not in the fruit. Yeah. So then it's good to use.
Yeah.
Or it's good to go.
It does become a menace, doesn't it?
Yeah. All of a sudden you're looking at this lemon and it's covered in scale. I've got one at home, and every time I turn around it's got scale on it again. But the problem that I have with that Eureka is that because the Eureka lemon is a very free flowering and free fruiting lemon. It's a very rewarding one. So you never actually get a good enough chance to treat it with Coenol, because it's got flowers and fruit and, you know, all the time. So it's very healthy, but it's struggling with the scale. So actually we have to do that's when the contact insecticide would be much better. But it just keeps coming back. That's the problem.
Well, but like you say, if you can do it every 6 months and it's prevented for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. You know, no, then you can definitely use it. Yeah. Right. I know that David's coming back. We'll probably be chatting in 2 weeks' time a bit more about the hard landscaping stuff, because I was really enjoying picking his brain on all those things, because he actually gets stuck into all the stuff.
He gets excited.
Yeah. I'm more theoretical. You know, I don't know everything.
That's what we said. It'll be, because it was to be continued.
Yes.
We said that in 2 weeks' time you'll be back
for more of the hard landscaping. So, we're definitely going to be looking forward to that. Because, he definitely knows. He's got hands-on experience, much more than me. I've done a few things, but, you know, a retaining wall I haven't done. So,
but if you look at it now, I mean, like you said, there's not much you can do right now with how to prepare for the new month, because it's been so wet outside. So it's limited.
Yeah.
It's your grass, a pot plant inside, and there's certain things you can't do. You said you can start your seeds now.
Yes.
So I think we've actually covered all of that, because next month will be a different story. Next month we'll have a lot to talk about because the weather, hopefully, like you said, September.
We'll see.
Is spring. And we do have rain in September, you're right. But we'll have a lot more to talk about because we're prepping for October, November.
Yeah, the other thing that I just thought about it now is that you don't want to let because of all the rain, we've had a problem with weeds.
Oh, yes.
And you don't. You mentioned it earlier. Yes. You left the weeds. No. Don't leave the weeds. We've got to take all those weeds out.
Don't hire Jeannie Sue. No good.
Yeah. So, learn your weeds or actually learn the plants that you've got in the garden. And then you'll be able to identify if it's not one of the ones you know, then you can take it out.
But yeah, Jeremy, sometimes those weeds, they flower beautifully.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a funny thing. Like often people come and they've got like something in a pot.
Yes.
And then they'll bring it and they'll say, this thing, and I wasn't sure which was the plant and which was the weed because it was like a tree that was growing in the pot and it was growing so fast. And I said, well, did you plant it? And then they're like, no. And how long did it take to get to this site? And that's another indication. Right. You know, like aliens and weeds and stuff, they grow like crazy. Yes. You know, they've got a short lifespan. So they'll grow like, anything. So you don't want to leave anything like that hanging around because all of a sudden
I'm not alone then. So you do have some that come in with a confused.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, I'm feeling quite okay.
Yeah, I suppose these days we've got the AI, which helps identifying. Yes, yes. So you might need to go out with your phone and then just check.
No, I just thought I was going to surprise the man, you know. I was feeling so good about it, you know. But you should have seen his face. Where's my flowers?
Oh, man, you just planted and just pulled everything out.
I just took a spade and off I went, And I thought I was – it looked pretty. Mm-hmm. But
you didn't know.
It was all wrong.
Oh, well.
It was all wrong. So that's why I said I'm not allowed to. Mm-hmm. You know? So, Jeremy, I think we've kind of covered everything for what to do for the next two weeks until David comes back. And then we can talk hardcore, you know. I know we were talking about vibracrete and how deep we had to go.
Yes.
And a question was also raised with roots. Uh-huh. How the roots of the tree can damage your paving.
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
You know, your paving and your walls. So, and that's, I think, where we kind of stopped and it was to be continued.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking about it now. We've got a problem with moles again. And I don't have a solution for them. No. That's the problem.
I think David has. He's got a solution for moles.
Which one was it? The shotgun or petrol bombs?
No.
Dynamite?
I think his is more, you know, the peaceful way.
So I think
we need to talk about that as well.
Yeah, we can definitely get back into the mold.
It is a menace. And having said that, when mole you're rats. Going to do a walk on the field, and then look how many mole holes there are. And
you've got to be careful. Definitely. You know?
So you're actually right. So
yeah, twisted ankles and all sorts.
Exactly. So is it mole season now?
I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's probably they're more active now with insects and the water in the ground and stuff like that. But yeah,
we just had an area. Do they like water? Because maybe it's because it's raining so much that they decided to come up.
Yeah, but we just flattened an area that I'm putting up a new tunnel and just flattened nicely and it's looking beautiful. And then all of a sudden, like 20 molehills. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I feel for you. So, Jeremy, is there anything else you want to discuss?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah, we are good. And you will be back in two weeks' time. And, I mean, everyone knows Harry Humans by now.
Mm-hmm. On Cormickey Road.
That's it. And so make your way, Jan, go make your way.
Yes.
And see if Jeremy's got in stock for you. And Jeremy, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, pleasure. You
know, on this wet.
Yeah, the Cormickey Road upgrade is happening in the background. But until that happens, those potholes have been a bit crazy. Word. But at least they were fixing them on Thursday and Friday.
They're on it.
So, so the potholes are not bad. You don't have to worry.
It was bad.
So avoid
the potholes and make your way to Harry Humans and Jeremy will be waiting for you to ask questions. And thank you, Jeremy.
Pleasure.
So we hope Thanks you have a liquor afternoon.
You too.
And be safe out there.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi.
I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.